And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy Radio Show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao amici, it's Paulette, and welcome to the Breakaway Academy Radio Show, episode number 10. I'm super excited about today's show. We've made it to our first double-digit episode, and it feels like a really big deal to us. I hope it does to you, too. I'm also really thrilled about today's teaching, Learn to Master the Magic of Creativity, and how disruption and organized chaos is so much more than you think, my friends. When I was a child, I grew up thinking I wasn't creative. Did any of you feel that way too? My father and older brother, they had the most beautiful voices. And I'd find pencil and ink drawings laying around on the back of envelopes and discarded pieces of paper by middle brother, as I fondly call him. I'd hear my older cousin, my twin cousins, they lived in the apartment above, and they would be playing their favorite tunes on the piano, from Fiorilis to Copycat, which is what they called me when they were tired of their little cousin following them around. But how I saw my creativity? Not a thing. Somehow, my inability to express myself through an artistic endeavor made me feel less than. My voice was not musical. I hated the piano lessons I was forced to take. Plus, I was so shy, I begged my mother, please do not send me back to the ballet class. She finally caved. It wasn't until I began the study of yoga philosophy that the skies opened up with the dawning of awareness. Every single one of us is a creative. Why? Because it's our birthright. From a tantric yoga perspective, the universe was created not only from chaos theory, but from the mythological story of the marriage of the god Shiva and the goddess Shakti. I won't go into the long version of the story today. What's important for you to know about the myth is that Shiva is the unwavering, omniscient aspect of your intrinsic self. You might remember in previous shows, I taught the meaning of your legacy self. Well, Shiva represents that part of you, but without the primal creative force that is the goddess Shakti, Shiva would be inert, just hanging around, not doing much of anything. Like every great partnership, it's the female energy that is the potent juice that manifests. Whether you're a woman or a man, it is that primal creative life force. Now here's where the story gets good. Shiva and Shakti, as in most marriages or relationships of great passion, they were madly in love and immensely enjoyed their conjugal rights. Let's just say it out loud. They loved great sex and they loved the feelings that were stirred. One way to look at this tale is that from their union, the Big Bang eruption was created. And well, here we all are. I love this myth because it's a fun metaphor and what it means for every single one of us. It means that we were birthed as a result of love, passion, and creativity. So we are then nothing but love, passion, and creativity. It's just a matter of finding what lights you up, exploring the various ways you can express yourself. One thing I know to be true is that you need to get out of your own way in order to allow the creative process to unfold, whether in business, relationships, art. Your whole entire life is a creative journey. Every aspect of your life is an opportunity to create. Think of it this way. Your life is a work of art, and you get to choose the medium. But what I see so often with my clients is stuck. So what exactly, I wonder, is blocking them? What exactly might be blocking you? Here's a question for you. Why do you think you're not creative? What obstacle do you need to overcome to open the portal? What's keeping you stuck in the muck? Do you need to break away from something? What's important for you to know is that your natural state of being is creativity herself. I say herself because within you is the archetype of the goddess Shakti, the primal life force of divine feminine creative power. And like I just said, whether you're a man or a woman, we all have the Shakti within us. Now, I love this quote from the author Gordon McKenzie because it starts to help you look at your creative blocks. This is from his book, Orbiting the Giant Hairball. Isn't that just too awesome? What is the biggest obstacle to creativity? Attachment to outcome. As soon as you become attached to a specific outcome, you feel compelled to control and manipulate what you're doing. And in the process, you shut yourself off to other possibilities. Creativity is not just about succeeding. It's about experimenting and discovering. I love that quote. The problem for most people is that they're afraid of failing. Does this sound familiar? Of being criticized. Yep, I see you nodding your head. So instead of experimenting or giving something a try, maybe you're sitting on the sidelines. Like me as a child, thinking everyone else was creative and that somehow I missed that gene. Even though I was even writing from childhood on, in my limited thinking, my BS limiters, I never considered that that might be a creative endeavor. Why? Because I didn't have a musical bone in my body? Because I couldn't draw? Do you tell yourself some of these things? When I was young and shared what I'd written with my family, any comment that didn't make me feel like a superstar shut me down, which is absurd. You need to know this. To be truly connected to your creative self does not require another's approval, only your own. But that's not how we've been raised. We've been raised seeking out our parents' approval, our friends' approval, our business partners' approval, our life partners' approval. And I'm on a mission to change that self-sabotaging thinking. Through my years as a yoga meditation teacher and coach, what I've observed as five main obstacles to my clients' creativity are, as mentioned above, fear of criticism. Or you could say it another way, what others think of them. Fear of failure, perfectionism, staying in their comfort zone. And what I think is the root of it all, lack of curiosity. You cannot be creative if you're stuck in the muck, if you are not curious. The muck I'm talking about are all of the obstacles I mentioned, of narrow-mindedness. I'm sure there are many more, but from my work with clients, they seem to fall into those five main categories. Where do you fall into? When you're thinking and doing the same thing over and over again, you're like a dog with a bone, trying to claw your way to the prize. But the prize will only be discovered when something shifts in your mind, in your environment, in your life. And you know what this shift, change, alteration is called? It's called disruption, my friends. Your life must have a catalyst that shakes, rattles, and rolls you, breaks you away from all that is holding you hostage. Sure, it's often uncomfortable, I admit. Maybe even anxiety-producing. Scary. However, disruption is incredibly effective if you let it be. An example of that is a story I recently heard on NPR. I love this story. It's by the best-selling author Tim Harford. Tim also writes about this in his book, Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives. So Tim tells the story of the famous American jazz pianist, Keith Jarrett, and a teenage concert promoter, Vera Brandes of Germany. Vera was the youngest concert promoter to bring traditional and classical music to the Cologne Opera House. But Vera was also a jazz aficionado. And oh my, how she loved Keith Jarrett. So bravely, she reached out to his producer and manager, inviting Keith to play the Cologne Opera House on his next European tour. And after a time, Keith agreed to perform. One of the things to note is that Keith Jarrett was a perfectionist. He was obsessive, from the minutest details to what type of grand piano he was to play on. The acoustics had to be just so, you name it. Everything had to be to Keith Jarrett's exact specifications. Fast forward to late January 1975. Keith and Vera are standing up on the stage of the Cologne Opera House staring at an old, beat-up, some keys unplayable, upright piano. Incredibly, the piano delivery company delivered the wrong piano. Oops! And not only the wrong piano, but a disastrous piano. Keith walks to the piano, places his hands on the keys, begins to play, and what he hears throws him into a fit. The sound, of course, is horrible, and Vera knows it too. Though the one-night concert is sold out, Keith Jarrett storms off the stage, refusing to play. Vera is beside herself. She runs after him out into the cold and rainy night, rushing to the car that will whisk Keith away. She waves frantically through the open window with rain lashing down around her. Vera begs him to stay and perform. Staring into the eyes of this forlorn, only 17-year-old young woman, something in him softens, and he agrees. Unfortunately, there's no time to replace the piano, but Vera promises she will have the piano tuned as best as she can before the evening performance. As the story goes, in truth, Keith Jarrett's style of demonstration of perfectionism, he commands his producer to record the concert as documentation of what not to do for a great performance. I wonder, can you guess what happened? Keith Jarrett gave the performance of a lifetime. The recording became the number one best-selling jazz album of all time. And, friends, the number one best-selling piano album of all time. So, how did he create a masterpiece out of such a mess? Interestingly, because the outer keys of the piano were unplayable, he had to stick to the middle keys. Something, of course, Keith Jarrett would never have done. Why is this noteworthy? Because it gave his composition a totally different sound. Plus, the old piano wasn't designed for a room that large. So Keith would alternately play softly, making the audience listen more attentively. Then he'd stand up and pound the keys so hard everyone could hear. Another different approach to his usual style of performance. It's reported that those who attended the concert that evening knew they were witnessing something magical happening. Here's the nugget I want you to get. If Keith Jarrett followed his instinct to avoid the disruption of his structured approach, his creative masterpiece would never exist. And the thing is, my friends, we are all hardwired to avoid change and disruption. But we're no longer fighting for survival of the species where that particular trait was vital. We have evolved to the point where the opposite is quite true. We need to actually rewire our brains and operating systems to see disruption as potential advantage. To welcome a breaking away from routine patterns in order to create more magic in our lives. Whether you are a famous pianist, jazz pianist, a CEO of a company, team manager, a working mom, no matter what you are doing in your daily lives, each day offers opportunities for creativity. Are you sitting up in your concert seat listening attentively? In order for creativity to flow, You need to get out of your own way. Why? Because creativity is always tapping you on your shoulder. The question is, are you willing to make a shift to see change and disruption as positive forces for creativity? From a yogic perspective, life is messy. And I agree with Tim Harford on so much of what he's writing and talking about. The messiness of life's unpredictability is precisely where the magic happens. Now, will it feel scary at times? You betcha, friends. But let me ask you this. Has anything really worthwhile not evoked a little fear? While fear may warn you against the scary monsters, remember that your mind makes up a lot of the monsters in your head. Fear, my friends, is often telling you that you're heading in the right direction. Let's take another lesson from Keith Jarrett. Creativity doesn't come from perfection. In fact, creativity is imperfect. Life is imperfect, just like you and just like me. Back to the tantric yoga teaching. Imperfection is the gift, because it's through your cracks and fissures that something new is created. I don't know about you, but I've always loved the poet, singer, songwriter Leonard Cohen's famous line, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Well, friends, it's the same for creativity. The cracks you're so afraid to show actually allows creativity, invites creativity to flow in and flow out. I want to give your brain a little challenge today by asking you to be creative and challenging yourself. How? Do something new and interesting. Like, if art museums aren't your thing, go spend a few hours with a curious mind. Pick up a magazine you'd otherwise avoid. Maybe take a dance class. Sing out loud in the shower. Go to open mic night and tell a story. Attend a yoga class. Invite your new neighbor you've been meaning to for over a year. Invite them over for coffee. Simply pause long enough to take a good look around you with curiosity. The message I'm broadcasting to you is this: engage in your own life with curiosity, because from curiosity comes creativity, which is a vital part of the human experience and captures the highest level of human performance. Research tells us creativity provides cues for people to become better problem solvers, critical thinkers, and thinking outside the box promotes ingenuity. Creative thinkers invent, innovate, educate, problem solve, inquire, and explore. Just to spark your curiosity today, here's a few fun facts about creativity. An upbeat mindset boosts creativity. Get your Z's. Sleep boosts creative thought. Creative people are more independent and aspirational. No surprise, stress is bad news for creativity. Transformation is a key creative ability. Intelligence influences creative thought. And it's okay to be messy, friends. You're just being creative. Get moving. Like I always say, exercise, movement charges creative thought. And I love this one. Get in the shower. 72% of people have creative insights in the shower. Science shows standing naked under a stream of hot water and telling your mind and letting your mind to go makes an excellent incubator for ideas. Your unconscious mind is a gateway to sudden flashes of insight. Try meditating. And this is so cool too. It's good to daydream. Moments of mental incubation are surprisingly good for your brain, creative thinking, and self-awareness. Okay, let me tap into my divine creativity, my Shakti power, and give this a shot. Sparking creativity equals indulging in guilt-free siestas, loving my Fitbit, discovering something new, having fun with getting messy, leveling up on shower power. getting my meditation mojo going, and consenting to daydreaming. And that's just for starters. Who knew? Now, what about you guys? My friends, I want you to purposefully walk to the edge of your comfort zone. Take a look around you. Be open to the magic doorways that may open in your life. I want to leave you with a little sweet yoga story that helps drive home today's lesson. So Shiva, yes, back to him. Only in this tale, Shiva has adopted a few human qualities, and he's being chased by a tiger. Shiva runs and runs until he reaches the edge of a steep mountaintop with an outrageously sheer drop. He looks down. He looks behind him. The tiger is a nanosecond away. And in an instant, Shiva realizes the only way out is to jump. So he leaps, swearing and sweating out of his mind with fear, when suddenly a lotus blossom appears underneath him and brings him safely to rest on solid ground. Friends, I ask you, what tiger are you afraid of? What obstacle is preventing you from taking a plunge? Don't let fear stand in your way. Invite fear to motivate you and take a leap into disruption. Be curious and embody a new belief, the belief that you were born a creative and born to create. And I'll leave you with this question. Do you live your life like it's a work of art? If you say yes, I say congratulations. If you say no, not really, then what do you need to break away from? So my friends, don't forget that my 8-week online program, The Roadmap to Legacy, launches October 16th. So head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway and get yourself registered now. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. It's going to be fun, informative, maybe disrupting, I so hope so, and totally help you to create your legacy life. Until next time, here's to your breakaways. Hope to see you soon. And don't forget, my friends, that my 8-week online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, launches October 16th, and registration is now open. So head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. And until next time, my friends, here's to your breakaways. Hope to see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paulette Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.